Donegal would have the longest road network throughout the whole 26 counties. So it's really important that we do get the higher sum in terms of per mileage or kilometres. But the reality is, if you take all the applications that Donegal County Council has received since 2017 and add it up on the slow pace of money that we are receiving from Dublin, it will take us at least 30 plus years to fix all the roads that are there. So we're not getting proper, adequate money to invest into non-county roads. These roads are to people's homes. People are struggling, as we know. People are finding it very difficult to put food on the table, to heat their homes. Cars that are up and down roads that aren't passable, some of them, and actually causing more financial burden on families by having to take them to the garage constantly. So it's not working what they're doing. And they can sell this as a good story because of the amount of money that's been sent to Donegal, taxpayers' money. But the reality is, it is not even going to be a spit in the ocean of what we actually need. I got Thomas Pringle, and I thank Thomas for this, to raise this with the minister only a couple of weeks ago, that the terms and conditions of applying for LIS must change because it's far too strict and it doesn't suit the community that I represent in West Donegal, because unfortunately most young people have been forced to the four corners of the world due to the government's economic policy, and it's left us that hardly anybody is farming anymore, and it's become far too strict and far too difficult to apply for this funding. So the government needs to sit down and look at it from a realistic point of view and start putting proper funding into our infrastructure.
What are the main challenges then people do face when they're applying for LIS? What are the main barriers for people being able to access the scheme? What are the main issues with applying? Is it a very complex process to be able to try and get any of this LIS funding at all?
Look, this is a really important issue for most people throughout rural Ireland, and especially in rural Donegal. My phone will be inundated now over the next couple of days, and rightly so. People trying to get their roads fixed, people who have roads that you would barely walk on, never mind drive on them. So what has to happen is that they need to change the terms and conditions. The government is expecting people to have two or three plus farms working on the roads. The reality is that there's hardly any farms in West Donegal now. It's nowhere near what it used to be. People are very frustrated when these announcements come out, thinking that there'll be in some chance of getting the roads done. West Donegal and the Glenties MD, I think, has the highest applications throughout the whole county. And you're talking about tens and tens of years, like I said, ending up to 30 plus years before some of these roads will even be looked at. So I think that it's important that the government looks and changes the application process, looks to fund it adequately instead of the strips and drabs that we are getting. And also I think it's in the public's interest that the government, through council, publishes all those that have applied and received grants to do their LIS. At the end of the day, it is taxpayers' money, and people have a right to know where that money is being spent.